Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Century, doing something mean to it, do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours.
What the fuck is up, baby boys? Holy shit. I'm in New York another day. Hey, you know what? Every once in a while, they'll cancel your flights. They delay them. They canceled it.
You missed it.
No, I didn't miss it.
You're full of shit.
I swear to God.
I don't believe you at all.
Drinking too much.
I swear on God.
You missed it.
I swear
you
on God.
You probably missed, like, on God. What time was it?
Like Alex's boyfriend. On God.
Uncut?
Uncut on God. I forget Alex's boyfriend's name until I accidentally say it once in a while, and then I go, oh, that's right, on God.
What is it? On God?
On God.
On guard.
On guard.
He's French.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a musketeer.
He's a French military man from the 1600s.
Yeah, he's a cosplayer.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a time traveler.
Yeah, yeah. All right, look, we have a great show planned today. We're doing a special pre-tape for tomorrow. I was supposed to be out of town. We probably weren't even going to do this episode, to be honest with you. She was probably going to fucking get fucked up. I was going to probably exact come and do it alone, do another bye guys. But fuck it. We said we're going to come in a night early. And we had no plan. We had no show plan. But I've had this idea for a great show for a while. And
why haven't you ever done it?
I know. All you do is podcast and play video games.
I have this idea for a show.
Is this about Fortnite today?
It's not probably a Fortnite show, but they do have a new season, a new update, and I am up to 56 solo wins, 58 if you count the two that are not on my console, one on Kim Congdon's console, one on the PlayStation Gas Digital console, but I really don't bring those up anymore because I feel like those are unofficial wins.
Unofficial. Just brought them up.
I mean, you know, people should know that it's actually 58, not 56, but, you know, 56 official.
You're almost 40.
Listen to me. Karen, I would give you $100,000. I'll give you a month to get a fucking Fortnite win. Just one win.
Why? I'll never do it.
You'll never do it.
No.
You'll never do it.
No, I don't play video games.
Instead, you could just OnlyFans.
So?
You could OnlyFans it. You make that much money in a week.
In a week?
Not even showing porn.
2 days.
Holy shit.
Well, the OnlyFans is no porn.
It's supposed to be. People are mad.
So you can't complain. No.
These men are pissed.
Well, you should also start an Only Comedy then.
Fuck you, Zach.
Oh, shit. Zach D'Amico coming out strong right up top. Let me explain to you what today's show is going to be. We have a great show planned, okay? There was no show planned today, but I've been trying to do the show.
It's weird.
But I've been trying to do the show for a while.
Yeah.
This specific concept, and I figured today is the best day to do it. Since we had no notes, we don't have Shannon, we don't have Dylan. By the way, I got to be honest with you, the team of Alex and Frank. Trumping the team of
Shannon. They're fucking killers right now.
Why do we have Shannon and Dylan? Should we ever show them titties drop for Alex?
Now show them titties.
Did you make smaller titties, Alex, for the drop?
Yes, I did. I made smaller titties for my screen.
Southpaw titties, that's good.
That is the funniest thing I've ever seen on the show.
I love it.
She made little tiny titties to fall.
I was going to say that was going to be a hurtful drop, but she took it.
Oh, shit.
The Gas Digital production team really is like McDonald's. Like, the A-team in the morning stinks. The night shift fucking kills it.
That's crazy.
We're stuck with, like, some Mexican lady who's like, he's breakfast.
This is crazy. I kind of want to come in and start doing an evening show. Is that a worse time slot? I don't know.
I think not, being High Society Radio being at 8 p.m. Yeah, on Thursday night.
You guys are live tonight.
Yeah, we are. Right, well, this is airing on Friday, so we're not live tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Continuity.
Whoa.
Are you ready?
Trying to fuck with my mind, right? Dude, I like that, dude. I like that.
Now, now we're an evening zoo show.
Dude, you're a fucking mind freaking me, bro.
We need
like
more
that.
South Park drops. Yeah, like, maybe like respect my authority.
I don't have one of those, but I do.
Boom shakalaka!
Oh, that's good.
Gotta put you in your place.
Yeah, I feel like an asshole right now.
So look, here's the concept, okay? Everyone knows that I'm very powerful, okay? Everyone knows that I inspire. Everyone knows that I'm a leader, I'm a born leader. Alex, give me other things about me.
Delusional?
Well, codependent.
No, I think you're smart, substance and I problems. Think that you guide people like when they do need it.
See?
You've definitely done that for me.
If I had a superpower, what would you say my superpower is, Alex?
Your superpower is getting people to do things.
That's right. That's a good answer.
The
She's
manipulator.
Your employee.
It's good. I made her say that. I just showed my superpower.
Okay.
Well, if Chris Stanley had a superpower, what would you say a superpower is?
Vaping.
I can live on actual. If there was a room full of fucking Juul vape, I'd be totally fine.
Yeah.
If the sea was, I'd be like the Aquaman of fucking Juuling.
That makes sense.
Oh, like that's just the problem that week. The room full of vape smoke. What are we gonna do?
Yeah.
Thank God Chris Stanley's here.
I'll save you all.
Yeah, like instead of talking to sea creatures, you could just talk to assholes from Long Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just have conversations.
I know where the mango Juul pods are, bro.
So here's the thing. There's a great book called The 48 Laws of Power, which I've
never
read
heard
a couple
it.
Times. You've never heard
never
of
it. Never heard of
Shut
it.
Up.
Is this something racist? What
Shut
is this?
Up.
It's 48 Laws of White Power.
That's what I'm guessing this is.
First, be white.
Oh, well, I got that
First
one. All right.
Law,
nailed it.
You
got
to be white.
Nailed
okay,
it.
Okay.
So why are you
2 through 2 through 48, see number one.
No, it's 48 Laws of Power. It's a great book by, edit this together, Alex, to make me look like I knew the author's name, Robert Greene.
Okay.
Hold on.
When did this come out? When did this book come out?
Hold on. It's a
Robert
great book.
Greene? Is he Jewish?
I need a clean cut of me saying the name so they can edit it and make me sound smart. It's a great book by Robert Greene.
Wow, you do that right off the top of your head.
Yeah, you know what, dude? He's my favorite author.
Okay, understood, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Don't ask me other books that he's written, but you know what?
Look, the only one counts, you know?
To be honest with you, I'm sure no one talks about the other ones.
Yeah.
They banned this book in Rikers Island.
Why? Because they were like starting white power fights?
It's not about racism.
Stop it. Sounds it. Like
it's
this is
not
a racist
book.
I'm not
book.
Reading it.
It is not a racist
Fuck it
book.
Then.
Okay? This book is an inclusive book. Okay, it's a very woke book. To be
okay,
a lot. Of,
that's
oh
a
my
word.
God! Hurry up! Do the first rule already, right now.
No,
I'm sick of this stupid buildup.
I'm asking a lot of questions. I apologize.
I'm ramping. We have to do a whole hour.
If there's
show.
Not many rules, then it's they're good. What if they take a minute per rule? That's 48 minutes.
Well, guess what? This is a 4-part series. This is part one.
We're only doing 12.
There we go, Chris. Chris had a superpower.
Listen, I'm familiar with 12 steps.
Basic division.
Can I have a cup of coffee? I feel like Alex and Frank are both too good to have to get me coffee.
Yeah.
We should have to get another producer to work with them.
Yeah, but Eric's in
Wait,
there.
I forgot about my dog. Literally forgot about my dog. Is my dog okay?
You, if your dog pisses on something.
It's not, but is he okay?
Ernest?
Your dog's okay.
Ernest
is he right
can
there?
Listen, Ernest
no,
can come
he's
in.
The other room,
he's
but
in the other room.
Eric will take
oh,
care of
show
him.
Dog. That's cool.
Oh, okay.
We could bring him on the show. Does he do tricks?
Yeah, hell fuck.
Can we, are, you know, we could also relate. Here's what I want to do.
Can he get hard no. on camera?
Yes.
That's ish.
For
okay,
me,
good.
Yes.
It's the OnlyFans
He's
thing.
He's super
Listen
attractive.
Listen, if you want to make money with your OnlyFans, I have an idea. We're going to do the first 12 laws of the 48 Laws of Power as it relates to Gas Digital.
But I don't care about, like, I mean, I care. It's fun or whatever, but, like, I'm not personally invested in Gas Digital.
Comedy. Your life,
all right, no,
your relationships, okay.
Good.
We're just going to make it palpable for the audience that's listening.
Good. See, I just made you change it. So I'm the fucking mess.
Can I have a little bit of cream, possibly? Frank, I mean, just black coffee, that's what's happening? I like the way Frank said it. See, anybody else would have, like, freaked out and they would have ran out to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But Frank was like, we're out. And in a weird way, I kind of like
you
it.
You liked it.
Law number three.
No.
Don't
no
get,
creamer?
Don't get cream.
Don't get cream.
Don't get cream when your boss wants you to get cream. It's a fucking powerful ass move right there.
I'm fucked then.
You guys see that? Okay, so look, let's go, let's do it. So we're going to do the first 12 laws, Alex, okay? When you bring up each law, I would like to have some sort of accompanying music as I read the law. And you could just choose whichever music you'd like. I don't really care, to be honest with you, okay? And listen, we have to come up with examples, because here's what the book is, okay? They go over these laws, and it's essentially how to, like, manipulate people in your life in order to get more out of life.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the book. Okay. Okay, that's right. Essentially what it is.
Okay.
Not just manipulation, but you got to understand, whether you are in this game or you're not in this game, Chris Stanley,
yes,
or you're consciously in this game,
yeah,
or not consciously in this game,
uh-huh,
you're in the game.
Understood.
So you're
either
losing the game or you're winning the game. You're mm-hmm playing the game and trying to win, or you're losing. If you're not aware that you're not in the game,
yeah,
guess what, bitch?
Yeah, it's over already.
Losing.
It's over already.
You're losing.
Boom.
This book sounds like one of those things old black guys talk about on long bus rides.
Yeah, right.
See, Youngblood, I read this book when I was doing time, and it changed my life.
Black young people read it.
All right, so can we pull up the first law of the 48 Laws of Power? This is the real last edition of the 48 Laws of Power, part one. This is going to be a very popular series that we're going to put out. I promise you right now, we are going to make the 48 Laws of Power more palpable for the general reader.
How many times are you going to say palpable?
Yeah, palpable. You
it's
don't have
word
to. It's a good word. It's one of my better words.
I love it.
Your newer words. You learned this very recently. True or false?
Don't fuck with me. So, Alex, can we please pull up the first law of the 48 laws?
Shouldn't we be talking about the coronavirus or something? I mean,
no, man. Oh. That ain't. First of all, that's last week's news.
It's going to be going on tomorrow.
No.
As well. Oh, no. You think it's over?
Dude, there's a fucking Australian wildfires this week, right? Ooh. Ooh, yeah. Next week there's a new thing, bitch. Stop being a fucking sheep.
I was like, can we go back to smoking those bootleg weed cartridges now that no one cares about that?
Right.
I still have three that I bought here.
I'm just pumping K2 into these jewel pods, so I'm fucking feeling great.
Yeah, dude. I mean, no. I summoned Chris Scopo there.
I mail vapes home to my mom. Is that weird?
Karen, we're not talking about vapes. We're talking about the 48 laws of power.
It's my superpower.
This is why women aren't powerful, dude.
Chris seemed into it.
That's law number 16. Always
16?
Be vaping.
16? How do we get bumped
well,
down?
Next episode, right?
Always be vaping. Yeah, dude. I got to invite you back for an episode.
I don't know if I want to be on this racist list again. This is fucking uncomfortable.
We're trying to do a palpable version.
Stop
of the
it.
48 laws of power. Please. 48 Laws of Palpability with Louis J. Gomez. Now fucking let's do it.
And friends. Yeah.
Guys, let's stop outshining Louis. What's the first law?
What is it?
Law number one, never outshine the master. Very interesting you bring this one up first, Zach. Always make those above you feel comfortably superior. In your desire to please or impress them, do not go too far in displaying your talents, or you might accomplish the opposite, inspire fear and insecurity.
You're blowing that one.
Make your masters appear more brilliant than they are, and you will attain the heights of power.
To sum that one up, that's funny, Ralph.
All right, but you can cut the music after I read the synopsis, after I synopsize. Clean that
certainly
up,
not
that
the
out.
Past tense of that word.
Synopsize
you
is actually.
Idiot.
I think he hit it.
It actually is the past
is.
Tense.
Oh. No, it isn't.
Actually, synopsize, I'm pretty sure it is.
I just want to make you keep saying
can
it.
Can you look it up?
Say it again.
Makes me feel very palpable.
That made no sense.
Palpable synopsibility?
No, not a word.
Palpable synopsibility?
There needs to be a not a word button.
This is the name of the episode? All right.
Stop with the drops.
I don't know if there's enough drops.
There's a lot.
Well, there's that.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it!
So never outshine the master.
So here's the thing, Zach, we have to talk.
Yeah.
Regularly, we come into this show and you're funnier than me. And the reality is that's not supposed to be the case.
I'm pumping both of us up because we're a team.
Oh.
We are a team.
Okay.
Yeah. Teamwork.
But usually you set me up.
I know, but if he knew he was doing it, it'd be one thing.
See,
no, he knows something. I've seen
sometimes.
I've seen him know. I've seen him know he's saying something stupid and continue it because he knows I'll get a joke out of him.
Yeah, of course.
He's selfless like that.
I am, of course.
That's sweet and true.
And sometimes. I mean, yeah, look.
And here. Then I also give him fake compliments that help.
Yeah. That's very beautiful right there. What that he just did right up. There.
He's
just
gaslighting.
He made me feel very smart.
Well, it's the detail of the compliment, too. The really getting to the nitty-gritty of somebody, I think, that makes a compliment.
Alex does this very well. She constantly props me up and makes me feel brilliant. And here's the thing, Alex, I've read this book 3 times at this point, Alex. I know what you're doing.
3 times.
Okay. I know. Well, I'm reading the audio version this time.
You can't read the audio version.
I am reading it.
He's reading the back of the cassette.
I just read the title over and over again. It's 48 Laws of Power.
Is there a credit list here?
48 Laws of Power. 48 Laws of Power.
Well, this thing's like it's like if you have like a boss, right, that you play golf with, right? Apparently, people play golf. Not supposed to beat your if you're better at golf than your boss, you're not supposed to beat your boss at golf. You're supposed to almost beat him to show that you know you have some skill at golf as the example. But then you know he's still going to beat you because he's your boss.
And exactly,
let that happen, make him feel good.
Exactly. See now Harrington does not do a good job at this. See what Harrington does? Harrington will come in and he'll masturbate all over the microphones here.
Yeah, sleep.
Do you guys know that he actually comes on the microphones?
I watch sometimes.
No, what Harrington does? Well, Harrington will fill in for me on Believe You Me, and he purposely tries to be better. And then people make comments like, oh, dude, you should be the host, not even Lewis. And then Harrington, I'll see him like those comments. Ooh. And I'm like, do you think I'm not noticing this, Harrington? Do you think I haven't made a mental checklist of this?
The hubris of Harrington, it's evident.
It's a fucking solid word right there, Karen. It's a fucking good old word right there, if you ask me.
Don't call me old. Call me old.
I call you old.
Good old word.
I just said the word old and you got offended.
I'm crying. I'm high.
Keep it together. We got 11 more rules to go. We haven't even hit the fucking the white power shit yet.
Yeah, dude, this is barely white power. So, all right, how can we make this?
Never outshine the master race. No.
Yeah. I mean, never hang out with shines.
Oh, no. It's never outshine a massa.
You could be a master of shines if you really put your mind to it.
This book was written in 1745. Don't take this guy's advice.
Yeah. All right, so look, we've interpreted gas digital. Now, how can we interpret it for the white race?
I'm not interpreting anything for the white race.
I'm trying here.
Make this racist?
I'm trying to make it racist. So yeah, don't outshine the master. Make your master always look. Make your bosses and the people that are above you in the chain of command always look a little bit better.
Yeah,
it's gonna make them like you more. It's gonna make them want to push you further. And then when they're not suspecting it, you could fucking take their job and the Believe You Me podcast.
So then you follow rule one until you can break rule one.
Exactly.
This is like a bad TED talk.
Well, the question is, what's the end game of rule one? You know what I mean? You're doing it. Is that your life? Your whole life.
Game.
What?
Basketball.
Oh, really? Kobe?
What is the end game?
Wait,
dice.
What?
All right, rule two. Let's go. Alex. We're supposed to play music while I read it. Remember? Law two.
This is like a Civil War fucking note.
Never put too much trust in friends.
My beloved Clementine.
Learn how to use...
Lost both my legs to the gangrene. These darkies, though, they're good fighters. Jesus, bro. The fuck? They're fighting for the fucking union, man. Don't shit on them, dick.
Law two, never put too much trust in friends. Learn how to use enemies. Be wary of friends. They will betray you more quickly, for they are easily aroused to envy. They also become spoiled and tyrannical.
You've read this 3 times.
But hire a former enemy, and he'll be more loyal than a friend because he has more to prove. In fact, you have more to fear from friends than from enemies. If you have no enemies, find a way to make them.
That's good. That's good. That's good advice.
This person is such a tool.
First, I just noticed something here.
No, they're not. They've been hurt, and this is their weird manifesto.
This was written by Justin Silver.
Yeah, 100%. He wrote it with his tiny dick.
Hey, man, you got to make friends and enemies.
All right, these are the first 2 rules. These are both paragraphs. Saying this is a book.
No, okay, first of all.
This is a fucking chapter.
Can I tell you what they do?
This is a novella.
Can I tell you
this
what
is a short story.
Right. Yes,
I think there's a chapter based on each rule.
Okay.
Each rule, then they go throughout. See, what I'm doing is
they give you examples.
I'm writing my own book.
Right, you're using it. So what examples?
This is a book.
So you have enemies.
We're getting Puerto Rican cliff notes.
Who are your enemies? No. Nicole Arbour is your enemy. Who else? Scott. No, Jake, what's his face? Flores is your enemy. Who
else? Knife industry.
The knife industry is your enemy. Just your abandonment issues. Maybe those are your enemies.
Stampable tummies.
Well, here's the thing.
How are you using them? How can you use your enemies?
Karen, can we please relax? No. Relax. It's not saying that you're
she's asking a real question.
She's not asking a real question. She's just fucking yapping. She's just going. It's like a fucking.
I want to know. Chris wants to know too.
Like a fucking like a radio signal coming in the fucking 30s. Shut up, man. We're getting into it.
That'd be more. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be Morse code.
The radio signal in the 30s.
I just want to know.
Don't fuck with me, Zach.
Can I have the weed pen?
Not until we go over rule number two.
I'm not going to say anything.
By rule number four, you get the weed pen back. Rule number two. Go pull it back up.
I need to see it again.
Okay. rule number two. Yeah. Okay, so you got to be wary of your friends. They're going to betray you more quickly. Your friends, here's the thing.
Yes.
Your enemies, you know what they're fucking there for.
Not to not like you, to destroy you, right?
No.
That's
no.
What your enemies are there for.
Oh. If you can collaborate with a fucking enemy, okay, you're both in it for the fucking right reasons. That's what I say.
So this book is telling racists to collaborate with minorities.
No way. Oh. Are you fucking crazy?
It sounds like that's the enemy of the racists.
Die.
You're not following the rules.
You are a minority.
You gotta keep it white. That's what we're saying here.
Okay.
Who do you want to sell the drugs to? You can't Henry Rollins this shit up.
They don't have souls.
But once you collaborate with an enemy, are they still an enemy?
Yeah, maybe. Pull up the rule again. I don't really understand it.
This is like fucking Machiavelli or whatever. Keep your friends close. Or is that The Godfather?
Yeah, keep your friends
close. No. It's Goodfeathers. It's Goodfeathers. It was a cartoon from...
It's not Indians.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Your friends are fucking jealous. Okay? Your friends are also...
Yeah.
They expect you to fucking be... I'll give an example today.
Okay.
I'll give an example today of
give
this,
it,
okay?
Give it to me, man.
Equinox.
Yeah. It's an expensive gym. You're doing well.
I haven't paid in 3 months.
That's bad, man. Okay? They're not going to keep letting you in.
Not my fault.
Because it's not your fault you're not paying.
I'm going to tell them. I'm calling. I'm a member.
I don't know what happened here. Somehow they started charging.
I don't want some scumbag who's not paying at my Equinox.
Somehow they started using the other... my old card. Mm-hmm. I have no idea why. Okay.
Who knows?
They're
still letting you in?
What happened was I went through like months of just going in. Nobody said anything. And then I get a fucking email from them saying that I owe like 3 months of dues. So I was like, what are you talking about? Nobody's ever said anything.
Right.
Now, Gary Veeder's father-in-law is the general manager of the 76th Street.
What's his name?
Equinox. Okay. And I consider him, I'm pretty friendly with him.
Sure.
Okay.
You're tight.
But I remember I hit him up and I was like, hey, my dues didn't go through. I don't know what happened here.
Yeah.
But he wrote me back and he was like, hey, I can't get rid of those. I can't get rid of that fee. And I wrote him back. I was like, I don't want you to fucking get rid of my fee. I'm not asking for a handout. I gave Gary Veeder's father-in-law a really nasty
fucking
email.
What did you want? What were you looking for?
I wanted to figure out why I couldn't fucking just give them my credit card via email. No, I can't. They needed me to come in.
Oh, yeah, no.
And I was like, it was a whole fucking thing.
But you go to the gym every day.
I know, but I don't have time to sit there and fucking go into the office and fill out a whole other to-do.
You're too busy.
You don't have to fill out a whole other to-do.
Yeah, you do.
I
did it
my
today.
Card.
15 minutes today. Okay?
I lost my card and had to give a new card. And it took 2 seconds. I just gave
Well, it was
card.
A whole fucking to-do today, okay? Either way, the point is this, okay?
I think you're lying.
The point is...
Yeah.
He thought because I knew him that I was expecting a favor. And I don't want favors. In business, you don't want favors. You do not want favors. You don't want people to come in and go like, oh, well, you know what? Let me scratch your back. I scratch yours. You want people to come in and you want to have all the cards on the fucking table. Okay. And I would rather work with somebody that I don't like, but know what their fucking cards are versus people expecting
and
favors.
And this is Gary Veeder's father-in-law.
So fuck Gary Veeder's father-in-law. That's
you
what
you
I
should
say.
Just send him rule two. Like, what the fuck do you think?
I'm going to send him rule one.
Then what would that mean? Who's the
never
master?
Never shine the master, bitch.
Okay.
All right.
Seems like Equinox's building department's the master here.
It made me furious. And then I was kind of like, why am I standing here? I was like, take my card. I'm paying a lot of money to be here.
Yeah.
I was like, you shouldn't be inconveniencing me because your thing fucked up. So now you switch my card.
Mm-hmm. Actually, when I did it, I left my card at the front desk because they couldn't. It wasn't going through because they are incompetent sometimes.
Yeah, they really
And then
are.
I left my card there and I had to go back and get it. Ooh. Yeah, it was a little annoying.
All right, guys, we got to take a quick second and thank today's sponsor, which is Blue Chew. I love Blue Chew, and you're going to love Blue Chew as well. If you like to have sex and you want to be better at sex, you want to have a harder, more powerful penis. That's the way I describe my penis now. It's a powerful penis that I get to use for good. And I'm going to tell you right now, you can have a powerful penis as well. You have more power inside of your penis than you ever possibly realized. I'm going to tell you right now, I have new confidence the way I'm in bed. If I want to go 2-3 rounds, if I want to just keep going, I don't even care if I'm attracted to the girl. The reality is Blue Chew does all the heavy lifting for me. And I, when I say heavy, I mean heavy sometimes, you know? Blue Chew is the shit. It really is. And I do kid. I'm telling you right now, I really use it, though. I really do love it. All my friends love it. All my friends use it. All the people at Gas Digital love it and use it. Do a little bit of research. I'm telling you right now, people fucking love Blue Chew. It's so simple. It's just a little pill. You pop it in your mouth. You chew it. It tastes like candy. 45 minutes later, you got a rock hard boner. It's fucking great. It's the same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis, so you know it works. And there's no embarrassing trip to the doctor. You fill out a little questionnaire online, and the doctor on the internet, I think it's Dr. Jeeves, I think that's who it is now, he's prescribing stuff. He gives you a prescription, and then they send it right to your house in a non-descript packaging, so nobody knows you're getting dick pills in the fucking mail, right? So all you got to do is go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code RAP, and guess what? We're going to give you a free trial. Holy shit. Free trial. Use that promo code RAP at BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com. You just got to pay $5 shipping, but that's it. Try it out. See if you love it. I promise you, you're going to love it. It'll be as simple as anything you've ever done. BlueChew.com, promo code RAP. All right, let's get back into it. So, all right, go to rule number three.
Music, Alex.
Alex. Oh, shit. Conceal your intentions
and your weapons.
Keep people off balance and in the dark by never revealing the purpose behind your actions.
Never.
If they have no clue what you're up to, they cannot prepare a defense. Guide them far enough down the wrong path. Envelop them with enough smoke, and by the time they realize your intentions, it will be too late.
This person's just a snake. This is how to be a snake.
Just lie constantly.
Yeah.
Well, that's easy.
A lot of people can smell snakes, though.
But no, that's not.
This just sounds like how to fuck confused women.
Yeah, or drunk ones. Are we saying confused?
Yeah, but I mean, who doesn't conceal their intentions? If you want to fuck a chick, everyone wants to fuck you. Karen, everyone's trying to fuck, okay?
What?
We don't need to conceal that intention.
OnlyFans.
Right. OnlyFans.com/KFans.
Come and get it.
How's cum spelled?
Yeah, I like this rule right here.
Sure.
I come in sometimes, and I don't always fucking give everybody what's going on in my head. I don't let them know what's going on.
So that's lying by omission.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, you got to keep people guessing. You got to keep people on their toes.
Like your employees, you can't give them the whole picture so they can do a worse job than they could.
No, I think that you keep them... You can't give people the entire fucking plan, you know?
Now, how does that help the team?
How does it help the team?
How does it help the team by not knowing where they're going?
It helps the team because it keeps them spontaneous.
So not knowing what's happening.
Yeah. At any given moment, like, whoa, there's a hand coming at your face.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But what if they knew the hand was coming to their face and they could, I don't know, stop it or act appropriately?
But what if the test is how they react to a hand coming at their face?
Well, that's just like a skill set. That's called instincts. That's not something that...
Just blew my mind, bro.
What? No, nobody's mind.
You gotta conceal.
I heard the drop. I just have to say it.
You gotta conceal your intentions. You do not let everyone know the whole. This is about being powerful. This is about having an air of power.
I agree with part of it. Like, don't like blow your load too early or whatever. Like, go and like kind of like chill and like feel things out or whatever, and then like slowly. Sort of unravel or reveal things.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that part.
It's kind of like your OnlyFans account.
Having an air of
there'll never be a reveal.
Having an air of unpredictability keeps people going like, oh shit,
like that guy's a loose cannon. I don't know what's
anything could fucking happen. But it keeps people in a subordinate nature.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them go like, oh fuck, what the fuck.
Oh yeah, this guy could pop off at any moment. How cool.
Yeah.
What a leader. It makes me think they're unstable and unwell.
Fuck yeah.
You goofball.
Rule number 4, let's go.
Well,
that was it.
You don't agree.
Always say less than necessary. When you're trying to impress people with words, the more you say, the more common you appear. Oh, this is so true. And the less in control.
You are criminally do this.
Even if you are saying something benign.
Is that what it is?
Banal.
Banal.
Banal. Sorry, I can't read that.
That's butt anal.
Hot.
It will seem original if you make it vague, open-ended, and sphinx-like. Sphincter-like. Powerful people impress and intimidate by saying less. The more you say, the more likely you are to say something foolish. This is so true. I speak too much.
It's palpable.
It's so such a palpable concept.
Do you like your orange juice with or without pulp?
I'll have some pulp. Country
Grouse
style.
Stand loaded with pulp.
Extra pulp. Delicious.
So this guy's saying, say as least as, say, don't say anything, essentially.
My favorite movie is Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. Say as little as possible.
He was beat to a pulp.
Listen to me.
Yes. I'm listening, man. I'm here.
You said on rule number 4, I could have the weed.
Practicing rule number 5.
It's 4.
Whatever.
This is the book you love, man.
This is a pamphlet. Why don't you know what books are? This is retarded. This is so dumb.
I don't know. I was at least it's not racist yet.
No,
that's a good part.
I think it's interesting. I think that this mindset is certainly fascinating. I do
always
find-
say, always. All right, so fine. How can we make it racist? Rule number 4. Always say less.
To black people.
Racial. Always speak less to there, brown people.
There it is. That,
speak through them. Speak through. When you see a brown person, look through them like their magic eye book. Imagine there's a person across the room.
And if they do speak, call the police.
Yeah.
Just unfocus your eyes.
Okay, cool.
I see a sailboat going back to Africa.
It's a schooner.
That was good. So I like this. All right, so here's it's a little bit of a different thing. Okay, it's a real ass interpretation of the 48 laws of power, then in parentheses, plus a racist interpretation as well.
No, don't put the second part.
That is. It's like
that'll be in the audiobook only.
Oh, good.
You know, all like right. You know when like lyrics, song lyrics, sometimes they'll do like parentheses. Like,
yeah, oh yeah, I know, yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, still shouldn't put it there though.
So law number 5. Mm. Let's go. Here you go, Karen. So much depends on your reputation. Guard it with your life. Reputation is the cornerstone of power. Through reputation alone, you can intimidate and win. Once you slip, however, you are vulnerable and will be attacked on all sides. Make your reputation unassailable. Always be alert to potential attacks and thwart them before they happen. Meanwhile, learn to destroy your enemies by opening holes in their own reputations and stand aside and let public opinion hang them.
Luckily,
all your enemies are holes.
Yeah.
Luckily, there's not thousands of hours of audio of saying terrible things to be canceled immediately. That's the good thing from this rule.
My reputation precedes me.
I understand that. Yeah, I hear. I hear a lot.
I feel like my reputation's good, actually.
Amongst whom?
Racists.
Yeah. The alt-right.
The alt-right. Nazis.
Right.
Just in general.
Extremists.
You know.
Fundamentalists.
Passionate people.
Yeah, people who care about
people
things.
People who really give
bad
a fuck.
Bad things.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. What?
Start describing fucking white supremacists and the qualities that they actually have. Passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking dedicated.
Sure. They believe in something.
Supreme.
Terrible. Yeah.
They have a supreme attitude.
Uh-huh.
About self-confidence.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
I think God is on their side.
Insightful. No. So hold on. I missed that rule.
Yeah, go back to that rule.
Go back to
I missed
the
it
rule.
Too, I think.
I missed it. Oh, your reputation. Exactly.
You think you have a good reputation?
Alex, is my reputation good?
I think your reputation is great.
Thank you very much. You're crushing law number 1 right now, Alex. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you also said it in a very pithy way.
But like some people in certain conversations, like if me and Kim were going to have a conversation, like your reputation might not be good.
What? You don't think so?
I don't know.
Talk about this dick. Yeah, you will, please. There we go. That dick is dope.
That's good reputation.
You got a good reputation, baby.
I don't think so. I'll be like, how much money did you spend on cranberry pills?
Yeah, I agree. And look, as it relates to Gas Digital, mm-hmm. you know, we have a reputation of having a website that doesn't work.
That's IT problems. That's more the reputation of the IT department.
That is.
And who's the IT department?
Yeah.
We actually
Frank?
Eric, who doesn't have a computer. He's just a hillbilly sitting with a phone.
He's got a burner phone.
We thought it'd be funny.
And a Zune.
We call it the IT department. We just hired a clown.
That's great.
And he just terrifying. Sits, he scares children. He holds a balloon in the corner of the room. He knows nothing about computers. It's a fucking solid visual gag. It gets everybody. It's the first time they see that gag. They're like, that's fucking funny, dude. That's funny. You really hired a clown for the IT department?
It's brilliant.
Yeah. You know? Look, I'm a producer.
I get it.
You're an artist.
It's a tranny, the IT department, the them department.
The ew department. So, yeah, so my, the reputation of Gas Digital, we're no... Yeah, I think that's actually one of the fucking great things about us is that we really do care about our reputation. Even when we do fuck up and the website goes down and shit, we still actually give a fuck. We still mm-hmm. respond to fans. We still wear our heart on our sleeves. We still are a company that people know that they could reach out to and fucking, you know, touch someone.
Like physically?
Yep, like the song. No, and you guys have a good reputation amongst comics who like doing the shows, see? Have fun doing the shows.
Mm-hmm. See?
Even the black ones.
Even the black
who
ones.
Who I know well.
See?
Yeah, that's the shocking part.
Fuck a lot of black guys, Karen.
K-E-R.
That is your reputation.
Why?
That's going to be great for the OnlyFans.
I know.
Oh, yeah. It'll be divisive.
I'm trying to be diverse.
Go ahead. Let's go to law number 6 here.
Nice song, Alex.
Law 6, court attention at all costs, even at the $9 per month cost for Karen's OnlyFans page.
More than that.
Whatever. Everything is judged by its appearance. What is unseen counts for nothing, like Karen being penetrated on her OnlyFans page.
You will not see that, but you still can still sign up.
Counts for nothing.
Why are you doing this?
Won't see him because the lights are out.
Never let yourself get lost in the crowd then or buried in oblivion.
Like Karen's OnlyFans. Come on.
Stand out. Be conspicuous at all costs. Make yourself a magnet of attention by appearing larger, more
That's
colorful.
That's my OnlyFans page.
More mysterious than the bland and timid masses. I mean, come on, baby boy. I preach this every single day of my life. If I don't have an announcement to make at Gas Digital, mm-hmm. guess what? Alex, if I don't have an announcement to make, what do I do?
You tell everybody that you have an announcement to make in a few days.
Goddamn right. I make an announcement about an announcement that doesn't even exist yet, bitch.
Mm-hmm. That goes back to rule, I think, 3, which lie constantly, no matter what.
Liar. I'm a liar.
Be a liar and get attention.
I'm
it's
a
what's good.
White man. Look, everyone, I'm white.
He's lying.
White power.
It's just because he read this book. It's where it all came from.
Ladies and gentlemen, You Are All White by Robert Greene. Everyone's white.
That's the fucking good fucking.
You're white. You're white. You're white.
We really are.
I know. I'm so jealous. How cool would that be?
You sound like Eleanor Oprah just yelling at her audience. You get to be white, and you get to be white.
I really wish
That's
I was.
That's awesome.
What was this?
That's like hearing it sometimes.
It's good.
Yeah, but they don't tell you when you're white, you got to pay taxes on it.
Oh shit.
So. Yeah, you got to court attention. Being a comedian, being a podcaster, being an entertainer, that's the thing. You know, look at High Sider Radio. For years, you guys just sat in the darkness until you linked up
like
with
fucking
Gas Digital.
Cucks. That's right,
Who
buddy.
Who is this? Who the fuck is this?
I don't know, son. This is good. Take the call, buddy.
I don't know. Want me to?
Yeah, take it. Fuck it.
Hello?
This is good stuff.
Who's this? Oh shit, my Uncle Ben. Hey, I'm on the air right now. I didn't know who
I
it was.
I made you some rice.
Benny!
Yeah, let me call me back in like an hour. Oh, you're the best. Huh? Uncle Ben.
The rice guy? Is that a black dude?
sounds like a collection agency. It sounded like some guy that was coming for you.
Yeah, this is Uncle Ben. He's your social security number. Yeah, because, it was Equinox, actually. It was their fucking money.
Totally. It's that $750.
Oh, shit. Yo, this is Uncle Ben. I hear you doing a racist manifesto on your podcast today.
3 months.
What? Yeah, it's like $750.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, doggy. I had to pay $750 today for my Equinox.
Good. It's worth it. Sort of for you when you go.
Go ahead. Go. All right. So, yeah.
Lewis, it's your Uncle Ben. With great power comes great responsibility.
Listen to him, man. Listen to that shit.
Oh, I got bit by a spider.
Good. All right. So we're on 1/6. Is that where we're at?
Or 7? I'm not sure.
We did 6. You have to court attention at all costs. So how are you going to apply this to your life, Chris?
I already do. I fucking do podcasts on the radio every day. I'm already doing that. So it's at all costs. At all costs. Yeah. What do I have?
Certainly not losing weight.
Oh no, no, yeah. I have a weight problem.
Yeah. So
that was hurtful.
That's attention seeking. What?
That was hurtful.
I'm just helping him with his bio.
Go ahead. Next one. Rule 7. Alex, read this for me.
See, we did.
Rule 7, get others to do the work for you, but always take the credit. Use the wisdom, knowledge, the legwork of others, of other people to further
I fucked up reading there.
Not only will such assistance save you valuable time and energy, it will give you a godlike aura of efficiency and speed. In the end, your helpers will be forgotten, and you will be remembered. Never do yourself what others can do for you.
I mean, we've built an entire platform on just rule 7.
Outsourcing is what this is saying.
You got to find an Indian developer.
Well, sure, yeah. They
On God?
On God. Yeah, I mean, I love this rule. Nobody says, like, when people look at, like, the work that Gas Digital does, nobody says, oh, my God, what an incredible job Alex is doing. They're like, look at what Lewis and Ralph are doing.
That's good. It's good. Make your employees
I feel like worthless. If you flip around the cover on this book, it's Traits of Narcissism.
Obviously.
It's like a reversible cover.
It's Richard Green. Is this what this dick's name is? He's a fucking cocksucker.
Robert.
Oh, sorry. Robert Greene.
Robert Greene. Don't you ever fucking disrespect Richard Greene, who's a fucking also a great author.
What has he read?
Pull up Richard Greene novels.
Pull up.
Can you please pull up some Richard Greene novels? I bet you there's a Richard Greene novel.
I'm sure there is. But I'm saying that's not a real fucking...
Yeah. Probably a Rich Greene, Richie Greene.
Dick Greene.
Look.
You wrote this.
Look at this.
Ooh, Russian Roulette.
Oh, it's a great book.
Spoiler alert, the book.
It just opens with the last page.
Dexter of Philosophy. This guy's good.
All right. See? Deal with it, dude.
I guess I have to
Stop shitting on Richard Greene. Also, I will say right now, Brian Saviano, who is a streamer on Amazon Prime, unknown streamer, has like 200 Twitter followers. My son watches him. I guess, I don't know how he worked out a deal with Amazon Prime, but he's like just streams video games on Amazon Prime for kids. He's like a family streamer.
That's creepy.
So I've gone on the attack. And I was like, yeah, you want my kid to respect you? Uh-huh. Yeah, well, how about you Fortnite 1v1 me? And I tweeted at him, pull this up, Alex. I tweeted at him today. He actually responded, and he said, anytime.
Yeah.
So here, give me my fucking pen back.
That's great.
So you're harassing a random video game.
Congratulations. When is that video game fight?
And so I got to do it in front of my son.
Oh.
I'll teach him how to be a man.
It's his favorite streamer, and I'm going to dominate him.
How do you find this fucking rando?
He just was on Amazon. Like, he like clicks through the Amazon kids things and he ended up on this guy.
And why are you reveling in beating his hero?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
I think that's rule 9.
Rule 9.
Beat your children's hero.
Destroy your children's dreams and aspirations. Let them know that
wait until a few years from now. Daddy, Andrew Schultz is so funny.
Can Shane Gillis come over?
There we go. Look. Challenge accept me. Give me a date and a time and I'll show you what's up.
And 3 emojis.
Yeah, but the little like side like smile, so, like I'm going to suck your dick. he did the side smile emoji.
Hot.
He's like, show me a day and time, and I'll suck your dick off your body in front of your boy.
You guys can start OnlyFans.
You know what? I kind of want to fuck Brian Saviano.
Let's do it. Let's do it, blow you.
Fuck yeah, let's go.
Rape.
Let's do it, Brian Saviano.
I would hope it's consensual.
Yeah.
You know. Maybe.
It'll start consensual.
At the very, very worst rate play.
Where are we at now? What rule are we on? Number seven now? Hold on. What was it?
Rule number eight.
What was rule number seven? Oh, that was make my employees do all the work and take all the credit for it, right?
Yeah, that was it.
Beautiful. Yeah. Love it. Let's go to number eight.
Oh, this is good.
Law number eight. Make other people come to you. Use bait if necessary. That's what I did with Zach. I just put a chocolate cake on a string, and then I fucking... I use bait.
Literal bait.
Yeah, literal bait.
Okay.
When you force other people to act, you are the one in control. Oh, I love this. It is always better to make your opponent come to you, abandoning his own plans in the process. Lure him with fabulous gains, then attack. You hold the cards. That's you just setting up the rules. You don't play anybody else's games.
Mm-hmm. You just bait people into doing things for you with lies.
It's a lot of lying.
But then do you use...
The commonality between every rule is lying.
Sure, yeah. It seems this should just be the book of lies, is what this should be.
It's a good title for a book.
Well, it's just like, you know, the upside of deceit.
It's not the upside of deceit, Karen. This
what
is
do
why
you mean?
You're
That's
fucking...
literally the same thing you just said. It's the
oh,
same
I
thing
almost
you just
threw
said.
My coffee at her. What made me so angry? It's not the upside of deceit. The reality is this. You're playing the game whether you like it or not. So are you on the losing end of this game?
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. The upside of deceit? What am I saying?
Stop like trying to retitle the book.
I mean, mine sounds really good, don't you think?
48 Laws of Power.
The upside of deceit.
48 Laws
of
White Power.
That's like the underneath. That's like the subtitle.
And also racism underneath that.
The upside of deceit.
Hold on. Go back to law number eight because we haven't been talking about how these can be used for the white race.
Which ones?
Make other people come to you. Use bait if necessary. So if we were trying to do this strictly as
get
a...
Get some KFC.
Get a bucket.
Figure it out.
Hey, get on this boat. We'll take you over this ocean. Trust us.
You've
be
got
great.
The bucket like with the lid on. Like, it'll be a really fun boat ride, guys.
Look at these white women. They have fat asses.
Who's a hungry little fuzzy top? Who's a hungry little fuzzy top?
All right, this one's starting to make sense.
This is actually now. See, they broke you. It took eight laws of white power to break you. And now you're celebrating the fucking white race. Look at you. Here we go. Here we go, Chris Stanley. Go. You know what, white people? You guys aren't so bad.
No.
You ain't so bad. All right, go to law number nine. This is part one. Law number nine. Win through your actions, never through argument. 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 Argument.
All right, explain.
Any monument... any momentary...
Lou saw a word he's afraid to try to say.
Any momentary triumph you think you gained through argument is really a Pyrrhic victory.
No one help him.
Pyrrhic. Pyrrhic?
There you go.
A Pyrrhic victory. I don't know what that means. The resentment and ill will will stir up... Wait, the resentment
it
and
means
ill will...
If you win, you still lose.
Yeah, you stir up a stronger and last... longer than any momentary change of opinion. It is much more powerful to get others to agree with you through your actions without saying a word. Demonstrate, do not explicate. That's right. Do it.
Just get it done, right?
Just do it. I made that up just now.
Really?
I don't understand what that law means.
Go back to it.
So this would be the fifth time you're reading it, right?
No, it's saying that you're not going to win through an argument. If you start arguing with people, right, what you're going to do is you're going to get at it. Like, let's say if I want Alex to do something for me and we have a disagreement and I just start arguing with her, even if I can beat her in that argument, what I'm going to do is temporarily I get her to go, all right, fine. But the end result is her going, fuck him. He made me wrong. Instead of doing that, skip all that shit and just show her what's right and specifically show what's right. And then
you
they
jerk
go,
yourself off.
Yeah.
Look at it. See, Alex?
Just had to make it difficult, didn't you?
But I never argue with my employees ever. Not once. Because I don't actually give them an opportunity to argue. It's never a case to argue. I trust them enough to do what they do, okay? I don't ever micromanage what they do.
Drugs in the afternoon.
But if I you know, the reality is, like, I don't know, I sort of hold a high expectation for them, and then it never gets to a place. It's almost like I've trained them to never argue with me.
Or maybe they think there's no point in it.
Or maybe you typically are right.
Wow. That can't possibly be it.
Typically, not always.
No, I mean, I think I have some good insights. I do. All right, go to the next law. Infection. Avoid the unhappy and the unlucky. This
and
one
people
is
people in Asia right now.
Oh, fucking downers.
You could die from someone else's coronavirus. Emotional states are
as gonna happen.
Infectious as disease. Someone else's misery. Emotional states are as infectious as a disease. You may feel you are helping a drowning man, but you are only precipitating your own disaster. The unfortunate sometimes draw misfortune on themselves. They will also draw it on you. Associate with the unhappy and fortunate instead.
No losers.
Yeah, you can't fucking hang out with losers. There's a great, was that Mike Cannon? You give that quote where... somebody did. No, it wasn't. It was Evan Williams.
Okay.
He talks about, because I wrote a blog a while ago for the best advice you've ever received from another comedian.
Is this it? Are we reading?
No, this is my blog.
Lewis's Musings. .blogspot.
But the advice that he got was you can only have one friend who's not funnier than you in like comedy, because you want to like just always be raising sort of your standard. And I sort of love that. And it's very true. That negative energy, it is infectious. You know what I'm saying? You want to be inspired constantly. And there's a few people around here. Alex, there's a few people around here that have some negativity, right? And what happens to them typically after a little while? Where do they go?
They don't end up staying here for very long. Yeah.
Wow.
We get rid of the poison. There's someone else that's going soon, too. I'm not
really
going to say who. I'm
just say it. No, just say it. Come on. Mm-mm. Let everyone know.
Right now, that's how he finds out.
Yeah.
Or she.
Instilling fear. Lying.
Instilling fear. Lies. Hey. Good job.
It's good. You're applying all the fucking rules.
Good job. Being white.
That's one of the rules.
One of the rules. Continue to be white. Okay, go. Next rule.
We're getting to the end of these rules.
We're doing so well. We have 10 minutes left in the show. I'm timing it perfectly. This is my mental internal clock.
It's really good, man.
Mental. Sorry.
Law number 11. Learn to keep people dependent on
Jesus
you.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
This is called the Guide to Domestic Abuse. This is...
To maintain your independence, you must always be needed and wanted.
This is... Kelly wrote this.
The more you are relied on, the more freedom you have. Make people depend on you for their happiness and prosperity, and you have nothing to fear. Never teach them enough so that they can do without you.
This is that Iceberg Slim book, Diary of a Pimp or some shit.
Doggy, that's some fire ass shit right there.
You mean I can get my own blue chews?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I mean...
no doctor visit.
I've created a platform. All these people are dependent
on me.
If
you fill out the form and then exit out, they email you. And they're like, are you sure you just don't want some for free, by the way?
Yeah, we'll give it to you. Just take it.
Please. We have so many. Take these overheads. My dick is so hard. I can't stop taking them. Keep people dependent on you.
Well,
Alex, how much do you need me in your life?
I desperately need you in my life.
Alex... Please don't say that.
Well, I mean, without Lewis, I genuinely wouldn't have a job that I like, and that's me being completely honest and real. Like this job means a lot to me. And
look at those little tiny titties.
Yeah, they are.
And yeah, and I'm very grateful for this. Yeah.
Wow, wow,
it's beautiful.
Do you say? Do you say?
Truly gaslit.
Yeah, she is brainwashed. It's a sight.
You're living it. You're living it.
I'm living the 48 laws, baby boy. We're only on law number 11. There's 48 of these bad boys. Could you imagine how damaged Alex is?
Very.
Alex is brainwashed. 7 of these laws apply deeply and harshly to Alex's lifestyle.
Why are you raping Alex with these laws?
Dude, everyone on Gas Digital is going to be found dead one day wearing Nikes.
Just do it. I came up with that.
So Lewis just gave us all this Kool-Aid and we just decided to drink it. I didn't. That's why I could tell the story.
Yeah. Yeah, Lewis, did you write this?
We found
it's called Super Kratom.
I used the promo code, but
shout out to YoKratom.com.
What
sponsoring.
Is Kratom?
Don't
try to tell me. Every time somebody tries to tell me,
heroin mud.
Heroin mud.
Carrie, that's the way to describe
you like,
it.
You like heroin, right?
Yeah.
Karen, how do you feel about drinking mud smoothies, but they feel like heroin?
But you know how
I don't
like
know. Maybe it would be good.
You know how heroin's illegal?
Yeah.
Well, this is legal so far.
Right.
It hasn't been made illegal yet.
All right. You know, imagine you know the way they treated heroin in 1922. Like yeah. They just didn't know yet.
Yeah, it was cocaine. Fucking.
Who's on kratom? Anybody I know?
Like, Shannon.
Yeah.
This Shannon
strangled, did you? How about some heroin?
Shannon's sleepy ass just fucking.
Shut up.
Half asses the fucking production of this podcast every day because she's fucking got heroin drools out of her fucking mouth.
But Lewis, your mom died from heroin like that. Probably like
but not kratom.
She didn't die from kratom.
No, kratom's the new shit.
Had we had kratom, my mom would probably have just died slower.
Yeah, there's a lot of like cigarette burns on the board. Fucking Shannon is.
Shannon's freebasing to keep her old tits up.
Yeah, so shout out to YoKratom.com sponsoring Skankfest, our brand new marquee sponsor, Skankfest.net. Skankfest tickets are going fast, very, very, very fast. All access passes are just a handful left. I would buy your tickets now because they will sell out. Saturday sold out. Sunday's almost sold out, single day passes. Friday's almost sold out, single day passes. So do not wait. The lineups are available right now at Skankfest.net.
Now, will everyone be on Kratom in the crowd? That'll make for a bad crowd, Lewis. Everyone's fucking has the nods.
We're doing Kratom.
It sounds like it makes you fat.
Kratom?
Yeah.
No.
Mud? Mud's not gonna. What's mud? I don't want to eat mud if I don't have to, obviously.
I mean, there's no other way to describe the flavor.
Yeah, but solidify it. And it's brown.
It's a black guy.
It's a black guy. It's like chocolate?
Something.
Sorry.
All right, so are we on our last
That's
law?
That's my fault.
We're on our last law. No, this is not. The 12 laws. This is the first 12 laws of power as it relates to Gas Digital, real assness, and being white.
This is just part one.
It's part one.
Okay. Wait, did you do the? You did the last one.
You've selective honesty.
Okay. This is just. Go ahead.
That's so funny. Selective honesty is the funniest phrase
this
I've ever heard.
This is the same as rule fucking five or whatever.
This is the same as the whole book. This is The Upside of Deceit by Lewis J. Gomez.
Fuck everyone over around you. Take credit for their work.
A weasel snake of a human.
Do big rails of Kratom and then fucking buy tickets to Skankfest. That's the fuck. That's what you're pushing. Is that rule 13? Fucking cut fatty rails?
Law number 12, you selective honesty and
fatty rails is my only chance, by the way.
Fatty rails.
You selective honesty and generosity to disarm your victim. One sincere and honest move will cover dozens of dishonest ones. Open-hearted gestures of honesty and generosity bring down the guard of even the most suspicious people. Once your selective honesty opens a hole in their armor, you can deceive and manipulate them at will. A timely gift, a Trojan horse, will serve the same purpose. So yeah, a gift to make them feel like you're on their side. To make this is what you do with women. You give them flowers like randomly, not even like on like Valentine's Day. Just like like what?
Like, oh my God. And then lie and cheat on them all the rest of the time.
Fuck everybody. Yeah, they're like, this guy's the greatest guy in the world.
It's awful. Except he cheats on me constantly, but he didn't buy me those flowers that
she doesn't
time.
Know you've Trojan horsed your love.
Yeah, but then you've
Trojan horsed your cheating on her.
And then you've lied to her constantly and made her dependent on you.
You've Trojan horsed your dick in another woman.
Yeah. So, all right. So, real quick, let's do a synopsis of the 12 rules, real quick. Let's go down. And this has been a great show, by the way.
I mean, I think
we've learned a lot.
I haven't learned anything.
I think we've taught
this
our fans
terrible.
How to fucking crush it in life. Like to have media companies and crush pussy.
Yeah, just pussy and just money, right? Dude. Just this fucking 48 rules. Fucking this is only the first 12.
You're doing three more episodes of this Patrick Bateman horseshit. Yeah.
Dude, it's good. I'm telling you right now, I love this. This is my favorite. I will do an episode on each rule. Do you think I won't? Fuck. Go. Let's go. Law number one, never outshine the master, okay? Mm-hmm. So that means fucking make your master, make him look smarter, make him feel good. The people that are above you, make them feel like they're the shit, okay? And then when you have an opportunity to stab him in the back, boom, guess what? You've already worked yourself into that position. Law number two, never put too much trust into friends. Learn how to use enemies. Friends expect shit for free. Friends expect nothing, you to fucking right? come over and play with their toys, okay? Friends don't mean shit. An enemy, guess what? He doesn't fucking like you. If he wants to work with you, it's because he wants to fucking make money with you, bitch. Go. Number three, conceal your intentions. Lie. That's what we say. Okay, keep people off balance. Make them think, like, what the fuck is this guy doing? What is he saying? I have no idea.
He's lying to me. Again.
I have no idea what's going on.
I think this guy's a real problem because nothing he says is true.
I don't trust anything he says.
Yeah, he's a fucking maniac.
Yeah.
He's delusional psychopath.
But then when you tell him the truth, guess what? They're like, well, not so bad.
No, then it's like, oh, well, why did this guy tell the truth fucking for the first time in years?
White power. Okay. Law number four, always say less than necessary. Okay, guys, the person, this is actually an old sales thing, ready? In sales, ready? When you have a person in front of you, you're trying to close them, ready?
I think so.
You're trying to close them? You say, I'm trying to sell you a car. I was like, all right, so blah, blah, blah. You want a Honda Civic?
Yeah, I want a Honda Civic.
Four door. Air conditioning?
Yeah.
CD player, six disc changer?
Six disc changer.
I don't know where I'm going to find CDs, but this sounds good.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to throw out a 12 disc changer.
What?
Yeah.
I'll never run out of music again.
12 disc changer. You know what? You got the keys. Boom. You press the button. It starts the car while you're inside of the house still.
Oh, my dick.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So, $26,000.
How much money?
$26,500.
What?
What do you think?
I mean, you bumped up to 12 discs?
No, you just lost. I want to show everyone just what just happened. You just lost. You spoke.
I spoke. Okay.
Whoever speaks first, right there in that moment, loses. It's a fact. Okay. When next time you have a sales guy in front of you, you'll see there's a game. Good sales guys, they stop speaking. They ask you for the money. And then they will stare at you. They're going to go, all right, give me the money. And then they stare. All right, give me the money.
I know. I'm like, this is just criminal behavior.
Can I buy two of these? Is it possible?
You just lost.
You lost.
That's what I say. Because I was about to buy again. Two.
You lost again.
I feel like a real loser after this fucking show today. This is terrible.
So, yeah, the point is, okay, people who are nervous start yapping. They want to fill the air. Confident people who are fucking winners, people who are fucking bosses, people who are powerful, you don't know what the fuck's going on in their head. You're wondering what's going on in their head.
It's probably lies, though.
Losers are just spilling it out.
What's the next lie they're going to tell me? It's like, what is this bullshit they're going to feed me?
It's not lying. It's selective honesty.
You're right.
Careful.
God damn it. All right, go. Number five. Let's go. We're doing them. So much depends on reputation. Guard it with your life. That's right. Karen?
OnlyFans.
Real slut.
K-E-R-R-Y.
Good. Go next. Court attention at all costs. Once again, Karen,
Thank
real slut.
Thank you so much. Crushing these stupid rules that maybe I wrote them.
Number seven, get others to do the work for you, but always take the credit. By the way, that's not doing anything except for inspiring. No, you know, inspiring
others. I don't align with this rule.
What are you talking about?
I don't align with this rule.
Yeah, we all align with the rule. So I don't align with it. You're the person doing the work that the other person is taking the credit for then.
No, I'm doing my own work and you do your own work.
Nope.
Leave me alone.
Nope.
I don't need sheep. I'm good.
Next. Law eight, make other people come to you. Use bait. That's what Karen
does.
That's
me.
They come to her.
Come on, I was going to say it myself.
And then bait if necessary.
I was going to
say it.
My Instagram is the bait.
Law number nine, win your arguments through actions. Win through actions, never through arguments. Stop arguing. Stop yelling at people.
You yell at everyone.
I know.
You yell at Starbucks people, at cab people. I need to speak to myself sometimes,
and this is what I'm telling myself.
So you're saying you're not following all these 12 rules
at all.
Yeah,
you're not aligned with this one.
You're still a student of Rob Green.
You're personally not aligning with this rule at all.
43 rules. I'm crushing.
43 out of 48?
Yeah, 43 out of 48.
Okay, whatever.
Five of them, though. I could win my actions through...
You can't win your actions.
I could win my arguments
you
through actions
win,
instead.
You can't win.
I could say less than necessary.
I mean, you got the three lying rules down fucking...
Lie.
You got
that. Rattlesnake.
Right?
I mean, the lying rules are second nature for me.
Understand.
Very intuitive.
That's, sure.
You know?
That's not... What's intuitive? Just for you to lie?
Yeah.
Natural lie, you mean?
No, I've never lied.
He's a natural born liar.
Law number 10, infection. Avoid the unhappy and the unlucky. Get losers out of your life. Get them the fuck out of your life. They are going to bring you the fuck down, okay?
I agree with this one.
Number 11, keep people dependent on you. If people are dependent on you, they are always propping you up.
No, this
you
is
always
massive.
Act like a pimp.
This one is abusive and not
That's
necessary.
Not abusive. Keeping people dependent on you, it's being a fucking boss,
it's
Karen.
It's not necessary.
It's actually the definition of being a boss.
You can inspire people and they can be
boss.
Independent.
Undercover boss.
You can inspire people and they can be independent without depending on
can
you.
Can we do an undercover boss episode where I come in and I'm undercover with you guys?
You should definitely
just live with a wig and a backpack. I'm the new intern.
I wish you would go undercover and never
I heard
come
old
out.
Man Gomez is a real so-and-so. What do you think? Hold on, gotta get back to class.
All right, last rule, and we're getting out of here. Use selective honesty and generosity to disarm your victim. Lie, lie, lie. I like the idea of using generosity. I like giving something away, making them feel like they're on your team, and then you know what?
That's I have herpes. It. That's what I gave you.
It's just so
congratulations. What?
Huh? What'd you say?
No, you. That was you, not me.
First time I hooked up with Karen, I found a Breva in her bed.
Fine.
I swear to God.
It was because he brought it and found it.
I did not bring
pocket.
It. I found it and I was like, this bitch has got
He's
some herbs.
He's like, you got it, stupid. So.
What
all right.
A steamy shower. Welcome to the wonderful world of IDS.
I want to thank you guys for joining us for the first 12 of the 48 Laws of Power. We're going to do
history.
This. In a couple weeks, I'll come back with the second rules. I'm going to get Tim Dillon in on one of these. That'll be fun. We're going to continue to explore the 48 Laws of Power. Maybe we'll do a book club podcast. That's more of a fun
that's
show.
That's nice, yeah.
Right? We talk about a new book that we read. We do one show a year. That's fun.
One right? manifesto after another.
Let's I know. I'm it. Just like thinking about what are the other books.
Ladies and gentlemen, next week we'll be reviewing Mein Kampf.
Yeah.
Here on the Real Ass Podcast.
Didn't the Unabomber write a book? We could do that. That
would be fun.
So yeah. We could read that manifesto that kid wrote before he like shot a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah. That was
Ooh,
a good one. Yeah.
That's fine.
She's marketed towards incels. They'll love it.
I love it. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. We will be back on Monday. Peace.
That's all, folks.